So I want to talk about what it was like for Solomon when he became king. Solomon was the son of King David, and Solomon had a whole bunch of older brothers, and every single one of those older brothers thought that he should be the one to be king when David could no longer do the job. And because there could only be one king, and they all thought they should be it, there was, as you might imagine, a lot of fighting over who was going to get to be the one. And the fighting got so dangerous and so upsetting for David, the father, that finally he sat down and considered it and prayed to God for guidance, and then he announced, "I've decided who's going to be the king after me, and it's going to be Solomon, and I don't want any more of this fighting and arguing. I'm tired of it. I don't want to hear it anymore." And so, in a few more years, after David had been king for a long time and done a wonderful job leading the people, he got quite elderly and he died. And so his son Solomon, as he had instructed, Solomon was crowned to be the new king. It was kind of a scary thing for Solomon because he was very young and he wasn't entirely sure that everybody was going to support him. There was at least one of those brothers who still thought he should be the one to be the king. And so Solomon had to be really tough right at the beginning there to make sure that people would obey him as a king and obey the laws. Now, Solomon really wanted to do a good job, and he knew it was important that he pray to God and get help, because all on his own, he felt so inexperienced and so young, he just didn't know how he would do it. And he wanted to show his devotion. His favorite place to pray was up on a mountain. The mountain was Gibeon, and it was a big effort to get way up there, but that was part of the prayer and part of the showing devotion to God. And sometimes when Solomon went up there, he would camp up there for several days. So he became the king, he chose a queen, he got married, and then he decided to make a pilgrimage up to the top of the mountain so that he could pray. When he got up there, it had been a long hike, and he decided to spend the night. He lay down and went to sleep, and he had a dream. And in the dream, God said to him, "Ask what you want from me. Ask what you want me to give you." And Solomon said, "You have tremendously blessed my father. You, God, allowed my father to be the king. You supported and helped him. You taught him how to live your way. And he was a wonderful king. And now you've given his throne to me, and I'm going to be the king. And you know how young I am. You know how much help I need. And so, God, what I would ask, because here I'm king over more people than I can even count, I ask that you give me wisdom and understanding so that I can govern your people well. I ask that you help me to tell the difference between right and wrong, between good and evil. If you don't give me understanding, how can I possibly be king over all these great people that you have given me?" God was very pleased that this is what Solomon had asked for. God said, "Because you were thinking of the people and not of yourself when you asked for wisdom, I will grant what you have asked. I will make you wiser than anybody who's ever lived before you and wiser than anyone who will come after. And because you were thinking of others and not of yourself, I will give you many other things as well that you didn't even think to ask for." And so when Solomon woke up the next morning, he felt a whole new confidence and hope that he was going to be able to do a good job as king because he would have God's help and God would guide him in the way of wisdom. So he went back down the mountain. When he got home to his palace, he ordered that a great feast would be prepared because he wanted everybody to be able to share in his joy and his confidence that God would be with him and with all the people. And so now, because we've been talking about prayer and because we also like to pray, if you would hold hands of the person next to you, we're going to say a prayer before you go to Sunday school. Gracious God, we ask that you would give us what we need to fulfill your purpose for us in this world. We thank you for the many blessings which you have bestowed upon us. And we thank you for the honor of serving you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And your Sunday school teachers are ready for you.